The holidays start here at Kroger with a variety of options to celebrate traditions old and new. You could do a classic herb-roasted turkey or spice it up and make turkey tacos. Serve up a go-to shrimp cocktail or use Simple Truth wild-caught shrimp for your first Cajun risotto. Make creamy mac and cheese or a spinach artichoke fondue from our selection of Murray's cheese. No matter how you shop, Kroger has all the freshest ingredients to embrace all your holiday traditions. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the Instagram stories for Thursday, May 6th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Bit of a slow news day today in the Instagram world, so I wanted to talk about a recent experience I've had on the Instagram platform. For the past few months, I've been working on trying to make my own TikToks and Reels and trying to make them creative and entertaining to the best of my ability. I feel much more confident in using these tools, although I'm still more confident to create them on the computer in Adobe Premiere Pro. But I like being able to create content that I can use on multiple platforms simultaneously. This way I feel like I'm getting a good use of my time. I've been making some videos that have gotten a couple thousand views each. Nothing that I really think I should write home about, but I've been happy overall with the engagement level that I've been getting. For me, the most fun part of creating these videos has been seeing other TikToks and Reels that I like and then making my own version or riffing off those videos in order to create something different and uniquely me. There was one video I saw in particular that was based on a Taylor Swift music video, and what the content creator did was intersplice sections of that Taylor Swift video with him, as if he was in that Taylor Swift video interacting with Taylor Swift. And I loved this concept. So I made my own version over the Christmas break while I was home, stuck in quarantine with very little to do. When I posted the video, it got a couple thousand views. I was proud of it, so that was good enough for me. But then, a few weeks ago, Taylor Swift re-released one of her albums, and I thought, what a great time to repost this video. And nothing happened. The same couple thousand views, which was fine, good enough for me. I was happy with that level of engagement. But that was about a month ago. Over the past 2 weeks, that video has slowly gotten more and more engagement, where now it's up to 100,000 views and 4,000 likes. This is more engagement than I've ever gotten on an Instagram post in my entire time on the platform. However, I will tell you that not only did I not learn anything from this experience, nothing has really changed when it comes to Instagram for me. I always thought that once a piece of content went viral, you were set for life. I can tell you that truly, although I have a few more followers than I did when I first posted this video, nothing else has changed. So really think about why you want to go viral or how you think your life might be different, because that may not in fact be the case once it happens. Also, I would say that I didn't learn anything from this experience because I couldn't tell you why this video suddenly got more views and engagement, even though I posted the same video just a couple of months ago. Why now? I don't know. I couldn't replicate this if my life depended on it. I'm guessing. I'm not sure. I haven't tried to replicate it yet, but you get the idea. The point of this all is to say that spend time creating content that you really enjoy, because then you're not going to worry about whether or not it got the amount of likes or engagement that you wanted it to get, but it's content that you're proud of and that you really enjoyed crafting. That's going to be the best experience overall. And if you can post it to multiple platforms at the same time, so that this way you're making good use of your time, that's a win in my book. That's it for today's show. Come back tomorrow for more Instagram strategy, tips, news, and more.